This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Tanya Lewis. The UN Human Rights Council has passed a historic resolution calling for universal LGBT rights. Introduced by South Africa, the resolution was passed 23-19 and affirms that all human beings are born free and equal and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms regardless of gender identity and sexual orientation. So far there has been resistance from 90% of South Africans, some Arab states and the Pakistan envoy. Despite the opposition, this is the first time the body has passed a resolution of this kind, with South Africa highlighting they do not seek to impose values on states, but to initiate dialogue.
An Australian stalwart of TV is set to have its first gay couple. Neighbours on Channel 10 has had a gay character, Chris, played by James Mason, for a little while now, but a new love interest is set to hit Ramsay Street. Bob Morley, formerly of Home and Away, is taking on the new role of love interest and male nurse Aidan. Morley said he didn't see it being a big deal his character was going to be gay and that the writers weren't letting it define the character.
Melbourne gay night spot The Exchange Hotel has officially announced it will be closing its doors forever this week after 25 years on the gay scene. There has been speculation since the end of last year that the hotel was in financial trouble due to poor attendances, costly renovations, and after firing its drag lineup and long-standing manager Mark Chilton. The Exchange's closure is the third major loss to Melbourne's gay scene this year, along with The Market and DT's Hotel.
Political activist group GetUp is making headlines in support of marriage equality. GetUp recently won a charity auction for six people to have dinner with the Prime Minister, with GetUp now opening up applications for three same-sex couples to attend. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has stated she opposes marriage equality. It follows similar action by GetUp last year when they won a charity surfing session with Tony Abbott and planned to send asylum seekers. Abbott did not fulfil the charity pledge.
A Washington Safeway employee has apologised after homophobically abusing two customers at the store's checkout. A concerned citizen has since ventured into the store after reading about the incident and confronted the cashier for a video apology, which has been posted on YouTube.
I apologise for calling him an SFA and I'm sorry for offending him in any type of way.
Okay, thank you. That means a lot.
A new gay activist phenomenon is catching on. Two US politicians who have expressed anti-gay views have now been glittered. Glittering involves showering the politician in glitter.
Last week, Brisbane put on a show hosting the 50th annual Queen's Ball Awards, where members of the community were recognised for their contributions in the GLBTI community. Shelley Argent was clear favourite to win Activist of the Year for her work with marriage equality, while Sportsman Hotel proprietor Neil McLucas was honoured for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Briefly in other news, trying to win back fans after his homophobic rant, 30 rock star Tracy Morgan met with gay and lesbian homeless youth in New York and is planning to travel back to where he made the remarks to apologise. US President Barack Obama has said his views on marriage equality are, quote, evolving. In the run-up to his re-election campaign, he is hosting a gala event with the gay community looking for donors. And a new global tourism survey has found Sydney a clear favourite around the world for LGBT people, with it ranking as one of the highest gay-friendly holiday destinations.
To QNN Sport. A Taiwanese news company has created a video making fun of a recent lawsuit against the North American Gay Amateur Athletic Alliance. The lawsuit came about as a local team refused to let three bisexual players in the team, questioning their sexuality.
No matter what the outcome, it seems that Naga has lost sight of the B in LGBT.
This week, a Seattle judge determined it was legal for the alliance to limit the number of non-gay players on a team. And the Sydney Bent Sticks Gay and Lesbian Hockey Club is now recruiting for new members. The club is the first of its kind, entering in local competitions, and won dual gold at this year's Asia Pacific Outgames in Wellington. All skill levels and abilities are welcome. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Tanya Lewis.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News. This has been a Joy Melbourne News and Current Affairs program. For more gay and lesbian content, please visit joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.